I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The legislature recently made it harder for adult parents to stay on Husky. That's Connecticut's version of Medicaid. And the state now says around 1,200 people risk losing their insurance coverage at the end of the month if they take no action. Understanding how to get and keep health insurance isn't exactly easy.
I think it's a confusing situation for people.
That's Vicki Veltri, the state's healthcare advocate.
The onus is on all of us, right, to make sure that people aren't dropping through the cracks.
The rollback was part of the state budget passed in June. It was an effort to save the state money by moving people off of Medicaid, which is jointly funded by the state and federal governments, and onto the private subsidized marketplace. The change could eventually affect nearly 20,000 adults who have children. A typical family of three making just over $31,000 would lose coverage. Most of those people will get a one-year reprieve. That's because they have income from a job. But 1,200 or so will lose their coverage at the end of the month. They have income that isn't work-related and make too much money to stay on Medicaid. Veltri says the state is reaching out to those 1,200 people to help them figure out if they qualify for another type of Medicaid or to help them enroll in private subsidized insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
When it comes to insurance, it's complicated. So whether you're one of the people in this income group or someone enrolling, it is going to require, in my view, a lot of one-to-one assistance, and that's why we've solicited the help of the certified application counselors that are out there, the qualified health centers, the hospitals, and brokers to help people in the transition.
And Veltri says the remaining 18,000 people will face this challenge next year. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.